You are listening to benstorah.com.
What do you mean? No. Saying is, but if you want to use, right, if you want to use it, right, so now you have a din to kasher it, and then
is
to...
Is that a mitzvah?
It doesn't... You're right, but even toivling, is that a mitzvah? So don't use the pot. I don't know. Use it to bang, you know, somebody's head with it. I don't know, whatever. So he's saying, in that seder, so he says, but one is the derban and one is the raisa. Could be over there, you'd first... He says the halacha is not usual. Tzach says this many times. Shagas Arya argues. We've said this. Shagas Arya says like this. Let's say you're about to put on tefillin, right? And all of a sudden you want to clean your glasses, right? So which is more important? Obviously, putting on your tefillin. Are you allowed to clean your glasses before you put on tefillin? Not because of tadeh. Not because you clean your glasses more, right? Right? Because the pshat is you're allowed to do a maaser. The whole klal of what's first, what's second is in chiyuvim, in mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah. There's nothing you have to do over here. So Shagas Arya says a derabbanan always has precedence. Not always, can have precedence before the raisa because it's a maaser rishus. He says if not, talk to Shagas Arya, how could we make bar priya gofen before kiddush? I kiddush is the raisa. A woman who don't daven, how could they say bar priya gofen before kiddush? I've either never heard that woman does the opposite, right? The Torah says because the rabbanan blives a rishus. I say why tadish? That means you look at it as though it's both mitzvahs, but that's something rishus you're allowed to do. But this is the tzlach shita. You cannot do a rishus before chayva. Oh, so he says the rabbanan. So he says therefore oid nistapakti. Shachach v'lo yispal mincha shemispal arvashtayim. Bezeh eizem mehen yaktim. Which goes first? He says, l'di don, I don't know what they put the dot there, but the kaimel on tefilas arvashus, yesh lo mincha maila shi choyvu, la arvash yesh maila shi zmana, eizi odif. V'ay, the Gemara says, mufurish, dov zeh mufurish, v'braisa v'yimavda v'yishayna, arvash yitzoch l'haktim arvash v'reisha, yesh nutchis, ulai braisa zu rav gamliel hi. The Sfir Leila Kaman, that Arvis is also Choyv. Machoyk is a Bishun and Rav Gamliel. Aval Bishur, the Sava, like we pass in Tfil Sava Shus, yes, you stop it. Maybe you should daven first the Tashlumin, which is a Choyv, and then Tfil Sava Shus, which is yeah. But I'm not, Kivin Shkola Poiskin Pasku, like this, Braisa, that you make of down the first one, even though we pass in Tfil Sava Shus, after not coming, Much, the field Tfil Sava Shus, Beshait, the Koyim, the Tfilin, the Tashlumin, Shechoyv. He says that my das is bottle. But Lamaisa is that's only because Lishitasai that a Rishus has to be after a Chayva. If you hold like the Shagas Arya, you could say, nah, maybe a Rishus has the Din Rishus. Back upon him, what's he saying? He understood the Tzlach that when you make the second tefillah, like Shir was saying, the second tefillah, I forget, like Reb Chaim was saying, that the second tefillah is Tashlumin. Has a din of the tefillah that you're making up for. In other words, he's saying, when you daven mincha and ma'ariv together, ma'ariv and then mincha, tashum and mincha, the second one is a chayva. Why is the second one a chayva? Because you're not davening a second ma'ariv. You're making up for mincha. The zman of mincha was stretched out. It's still called davening a mincha. Right? It's still called you're davening a mincha. So you have a machloikis achreinim and understanding how we understand the tashlumin. Is a tashlumin take on the tefillah that you're davening now? Rishus, in our situation, it's a rishus at night. It's like a tefillah smarv, which she is saying, at night, if you skip mashiv ruach, you, at Friday night, you're yotze, so it's a marv that you skip. And Reb Chaim saying is no. At the pshat is, it's you're looking at it as a mincha. Right, you look at mincha like the Rishon says, and mincha since when is there cooler? Not the same mashiv ruach amar degashem at night. That's what seems to be told in this. So let's take a look. The Prima Gadim. So the Prima Gadim had known the Tshuvas Maril. I did not know. David Lovett told me about it, but we'll see. Misha shochach mincha. It says in one line, Misha shochach mincha v'erev Shabbos. Not this child that we had. Varishayna. Avishayna takana lishmer meshatz. The first one, now he's rushing. So he can hear me'ain zayin from the shatz, because that's what we are passing with Shulchan Aruch. Right? Kibsimin Reish Samaches. Shnia, but the second davening, loy. That he can't. He can't. The guy's, for some reason, he's not davening. He can't go to one shul, and he could go to the first shul, the chazan is moitzim. He goes to an early minion, and then he runs to the sulitzer, a later minion, and he catches another main zion for tashlumin. So the prima gom, you can't do that. No explanation. He just says, he says to look into kufches, which means what the rishash means to say. The maril, so David showed me a maril, oid nishal. The maril was asked, ksha adam lo espal mincha b'er Shabbos. V'tzach l'spal shtayim shul Shabbos. U'kshespal al achas im yoytze tefila acheres b'shmias magen avos shesham ramuz b'ichas sheva shol shmonesra. Tshuva. The Maril, Zerishim. Masha sha'alta im oyle shmias magen avos etashlumei sheni sheshabbos lefi divrei goinim. It's a mistake here. It's lo yadana. Lo yadana b'mayinis tapakta. Dihihi, why not? And as comes along the Maril and says, you can be Yotze Tashlumei Mincha with Me'in Zayin. Sounds like that's the Machloikis. Right? Sounds like that's the Machloikis. That the Maril holds that you're davening Ma'ariv again. Ma'ariv can be Yotze. It's a Tfilas Arvus's Rishus. Right? Tfilas Arvus's Rishus. Masha'en Kein, the Prima Godin, is holding no. What? That the second one is not. In other words, even though we say that the Pshat and the Ga'onim L'chayra, the Pshat and the Ga'onim, unless you have a different Pshat and the Ga'onim, that the Pshat and the Ga'onim is Krizos Tfilas Arvus Rishus, that's the reason. It's not so poshut, because that's the way the Beis Yosef learns it. The way the Ga'on learns it, that it's in the Gemara, there's no real reason to say because Tfilas Arvus Rishus. The Gemara just says it could be Yaitzis. We don't know what's the reason. The Beis Yosef is the one who's Mechadosh, that's the reason. Which, by the way, there's also a big Shaila. There are those who say that even though Tfilas Arvus Rishus, we'll see in the Rambam Zatar, we're not going to talk about it today, could be that Tfilas Friday night is not a Rishus. Could be Tfilas Arvus is not a Rishus. We'll see why. We'll see why another time.
But why, even though the Shliach Tzibur has a different Tfilah in mind?
Right. Oh, that's what we spoke about last week. We missed you, Dr. Brickman, the last few weeks. I will never be a truant officer on you, but we spoke about that last week. Can the Shliach Tzibur, that was one of the shahs we had, and a chanam. We see from this Maril, Amari de Kachidish, right? You see from this Maril, we pointed out last week, can the Shliach, right? We asked last week, can you do this? Right? I didn't know the Maril then. I knew the Prima Godim, but I left it with a question. So our question was, can he be Moitzi you in one person in Ma'ariv and another person in Mincha? Or in terms of Stam, he has Ma'ariv in mind. That's a good question, Stam Tfila. But L'chair, it's told in this Shaila. So let's take a look at number 8. Listen to this Magen Avraham. Oid Tzorchin. I think it was probably my mistake too. I told you to do the whole Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah part of it. I think it was opposite. That would be the same shot, yeah. Kobe, can I have a Mishnah Berurah Aleph if you don't mind? Right there, yeah. Shkoyach, Kobe. Okay, let's first see the Magen Avraham. Oy tzarchiyin, mi shelo espalel arvis b'resh chedesh, v'espalel shachas shtayim, right? He didn't daven at night. Now he's davening two marrows. Okay? So now, he's davening two shachas, I'm sorry. We call it espalel shachas for time. Now, and it's resh chedesh. V'lo amar yala v'yava b'shmiyah, similar to the shalom we had. See, he didn't say Yalav v'Yavoy in the second one. What's the second one? Tashlume for Ma'ariv. And Ma'ariv, what's the din if you forget Yalav v'Yavoy and Ma'ariv? You have to go back. Mi neima, do we say Kivin de la Tashlume shul Arvis ka'asi ein machzirin oy dilma? Oh, so what's the other side? Now, according to what Shia is saying, the other side would be what? That since it's a second shachris. Shachris, you do have to go back, right? That's what the tzlacha says. The tzlacha says, what?
Why don't we have to repeat Arvis?
Why don't you? Because Eimakatsha Choyish Belayla. Oh, oy Dilma. Very good, Nab Nelson. Time of the Ba'arvis, Emachsin, Kiddush, Chosh, Walayla. V'hocha Yamama. Over here it's daytime. In other words, Hagam. In other words, in Magen Avraham, it's Masha Fakir. It's Taka Moida, what she says. It's now Atfilas Arvis Rishus. But that's not the reason you don't go back. You go back because Emakacha Chosh, Walayla. But now it's Yain. You can't say Emakacha. Are you davening for Atfila that has a din that you don't have to go back because Ema Kansha Chosh Balayla? That's because it's Laila, but now it's not Laila, it's Yaim. He doesn't say, oh, Dilma, maybe the other side is, you're not davening Marv, you're davening Shachris. Again, you're davening two Shachris. Oh, Dilma, okay, the Ba'arvis ain't Machzim, ain't Kiddush Chosh Balayla. Vachi Yamama, Vachi Mestavra. Okay, that's what he goes into. The rest we don't have to see right now. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mi shaloi ispalal arvus beresh chaydish, meaning it's about ma'ariv. V'ispalal shachas shtayim. V'lo hiskir b'shniya yala v'yavoy. Ain't tzarch lachzul ispalal. He argues on the Magen Avraham. Kiven da filim ayam ispalal ba'arvus gufa. V'shochach. Ain't tzarch lachzul. Im kein lo yechomer tashlumen. He says, even though it's Yom now, like Nelson said, like the Smash in the Magen Avraham, but since Lamais is making up for Ma'ariv, now that's for sure, again, you can't say that the Mishnah Berurah is tining that it's a Chayiv now. You can't say it's a Chayiv because it's a Chayiv. Who cares you're making up for Ma'ariv? It's now a Chayiv. Akocha, it's a Rishus. So if you're making up for something with Rishus, and even though the reason is not because we're shus, you don't go back. But you don't go back because Chazawu Mesak and Marv doesn't go because Eim Akash Chosh. So Tfilas Marv, you don't have to go back. Right now, Lamais, it's the datum. It doesn't matter. He's arguing Mishmur on the Magen Avraham, sorry. Im Ken Lo Yacham Tu Mele Tfilas Mizman. And the bottom, the Shartzin, he says, Pri Chodesh. V'chai Odom, Umagen Gibarim brings three big Achreinim. The Loikim Magen Avraham. Paskim, the Shem, Pri Chodesh, and others. That you don't have to go back. That's the Mishnah Berurah talk. Now, in the continuation of that Mishnah Berurah, Suf Katan Chav Vav, so it says like this. What is it? Chav Vav, yeah.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
V'chein, listen to this case. Im Tov, now this is this Shaila, is a pre-chadish. This is not the Magen Avraham. V'chein im tov v'lo yispal mincha b'resh chaydish. He didn't dive a mincha b'resh chaydish. And what's the din? You go back, right? You go back if you didn't dive it. V'resh chaydish shnei yamim. Now, resh chaydish is 2 days, right? So he didn't dive in resh chaydish.
First day,
not? The mincha.
First day or second?
Yeah, well, obviously, otherwise it's not going to get 2 days. The first, what's that? Matzei Resh Chaydish is still Resh Chaydish, right? So now he's davening two Ma'arivs. Umispal Arvis Shtayim. Vahashniya hu letashlumen shel mincha. The second is Tashlumen shel mincha. So what's, and in the second one, the second mincha, the second Ma'ariv, he doesn't say Yala V'yavoy. Right? Afilo lo hiskeba resh. So what's the din? If he wasn't masked resh chaydish, what would you say the din is there?
Same
that what?
He wouldn't repeat.
Wait, so according to the Magen Avraham,
it
has to. Oh, I know. It's according to the Magen Avraham, not the pshat in the Magen Avraham, like we said before, that the pshat in the Magen Avraham is it becomes a choiva. But the reason is because aimakachin balayla. So over here it's aimakachin b'yayim. This mincha is balayla. If lo yitzuya, let's say you had to daven, you could daven mincha at night, right? The night before, I gave you a shachris. If I had to daven shachris early in the middle of the night, what would be the din if you forgot to say yalva yalva? You wouldn't have to go back. Why? Because that's a din in shachris. It's a din in laila, like Yankov was saying. So therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, you can understand they don't have to go that you don't have to go back. But according to the Mishnah Berurah. Right, what did the Mishnah Berurah paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says that you take on mamish the tefillah that you're davening for. One second. Your mamish, no, it's like this. What happened? You're davening tashlumin for Ma'ariv. And last night Ma'ariv, the takon is you don't have to go back. So therefore, if you don't have to go back, what's the din? You don't have to go back for Ma'arvin during the day. Right now it's Shachris. Akol Chachi holds, no, it's not called Shachris. It's called a Ma'arv. And Ma'arv is the din is, you don't have to go back. That's the din Ma'arv. So over here, you're making up for Mincha. And what's the din with Mincha?
You have to go back.
Right? Zok to Mishmur ain't Tzoch Lachzor. You don't have to go back. Kiven da filo be'ikar tefilo da arvis ain't Tzoch Lachzor b'shul yal v'yovah kavo choyma mashu achshav l'tashlumen. Huh? It sounds like Stir Minei Bay. What? Who? Nassim? Yeah, Reb Nassim. You're still under 30. Yeah, go ahead.
This is like Chomer. He doesn't say it's the same.
Oh, so what does he mean? Why is this different? What do you mean,
Lachomer?
No. So what does he mean? It means, Lo'olam, it's called the Tfilas Rishus, right? It's called it, he's saying is, the tefillah takes on the tefillah of what it was, which is a chayva. It takes on the tefillah of what originally was. And therefore what? So therefore you should go back. But since the reason you're allowed to daven is because of Ma'ariv, so in other words, Mishmur holds, both things could be said. When you miss Ma'ariv and you're davening during the day, so vada, you're davening a second Ma'ariv. It takes on not the one that's smucha, the one you just daven. It takes on what you're making up for. But at night, even though you're making up for mincha, but since that's the klal at night that you don't go back, so Mishmur says it doesn't make sense that you're allowed to go ahead and daven now. Oh, no, it's because of tashlumin, because you're davening a ma'ariv. How could it be better than the ma'ariv? So, but according to the Mishmur, what is it? It takes on what the original tefillah was. Oh. So Im Kane, 1 second. So Im Kane, La Halachala, La Maisa, you'll ask the Rav if it ever happens. Hopefully, it comes out like this. It comes out that the Mishmur is really paskening that it takes on the tefillah that you daven. That means it's a choiva. So when you're davening Friday night, Tashlumin, you're davening Mincha. And if you're davening, not like the Rishash says, you're davening a Mincha. So if you're davening Mincha, then what? Then there's no heter to be Yetzum Ein Zayin. Right, without the whole shaila of can you be moitzi, meshich to be moitzi, you won't feel nothing. Stam, you're not yotzei main zayin. Why? Because main zayin is only a heter for tefillah of rishus, and this is not a tefillah rishus. It's a tefillah schayva. Right? That's what the mishmur seems to pass. It's a tefillah schayva. The only reason you don't have to go back because kavah chaymet, but otherwise you would have to go back. That's the chayra. That's why the maril. It doesn't seem that the prima gadim, if he would have seen the maril, I'm sure he would have brought it. But the poiskim, I showed David later on, I looked last night, just make sure in case you came more loaded, but some do know, the Marsham, the Brzhanarov brings him, he says, and he seems to say it's not that simple. L'chayr, what he means is, the I don't know if anybody know, a lot of you probably know, you know Eli Singer. Eli Singer's grandfather, the old Rav's, his father was the Rav of the Sfarad Shir Shul. So his father was one of the secretaries of the Brzhanarov. And he said the Brzhanarov used to get mail, so people used from all over the world. He has thousands and thousands of troops. He was known as the Poisek Adar. Mamish the Poisek Adar. And he died in 1910. And so people used to send him stamps. It used to be, I don't know if it still exists, international stamps. I don't know if they know it's... I remember once I wrote the Stipler Kasha on something. So I got some Israeli stamps. I was in America, then I sent it to him. So I'm going to ask the stipler to write me, to spend money. And he never wrote me back. And I was, why did he write me back? Years later, I saw he writes, many people write him letters, ask him kashas on the stipler. He cannot answer it. Why? Because he's not holding in the sugya. When they ask him a kasha, he's holding in kedushin, and ask him a kasha in chulin. He can't. He's not. He's, the bishop gave him a very weak head. He writes, and he can't hold in the sugya of that. He used to get the Brzhanarov could answer. I mean, in the middle of his, he was unbelievable goyim. The Brzhanarov, not to take away from the disciple Chalila, he was unbelievable goyim and psak for sure. He knew kolotar kula. So he used to send him international stamps. He asked tshuvas to Calcutta, India. So he told me, Rabbi, the old Rabbi Singer, that means, his father was from the Brzhanarov's, one of the secretaries, that the amount of international stamps that the Brzhanarov used to get could feed tens of family in Brzhan, tens a week, a week. He says, why? He says, he used to get, the mailmen used to come with sacks of letters. He says, who knows how many letters, because they didn't have machinery to copy it. How many thousands of tshuvas were made? He had a meridika, he would answer, it's like Reb Chaim Volozhin used to say, I can also write tshuvas for Viki Vega. There's one big difference. Reb Kivega writes, Achshav Kibalta, I now received your letter. He says, I need a few days, a few weeks to answer and come up with something like Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega writes, Achshav Kibalta. So B'shan Rav was, he used to mamish sit there and he'd tell people what to write. And, you know, in those days, the only way you could be ma'atik is tell somebody to be, who knows how many tshuvas Nevi Yehuda we don't have. Nevi Yehuda, who did he do? He used to copy his own letters, and who knows what happened to them. But Akoponim, so he brings this maril. So it's not so posh. That's what David also was, it would depend upon if it's a chayv or a shus. Mishabur, the way it seems to Paskin is that you take on the myth, it's called a mincha. Mincha is a chayv. So there's no din of tefillas ha'shus. Also, you have to understand, also, it's not for now. It was interesting. Somebody came over to me last week and punked that we were talking about Zion right after the shir, not even from here. And he said, I was davening the shul last night. I was very upset Friday night. A guy comes, gets up and stands up for the Amud, and he says, Bracha Mein Zayin. And, you know, this guy's a shtickl chassidish from the Haim, and he lives in Lawrence, but he's chassidish from the Haim, like many people from Lawrence, I guess. And he says, Ebuktzich, you know, he bends down. It says, and he bends down. And I went over, what are you doing? It's not Shemin Esher. This guy says, no, that's what you're supposed to do it. So he said, I was very upset. So he said, then he got down by Mkasha, and we had a whole fight for Shteitzich. And I said, he's not wrong. It's Yaitzah. I just got to give. So, and I remembered, I wasn't, the Rav Yoshev was makbid to do it. And many yeshivas are makbid to do it. There are tshuvas about this. The famous one, Zeche Yehoisef, the Shavel Rav, he says, people wrote him that they do it. So I never found a mocker. He says, but they're right. It's Shemin Esher, not Mekadosh HaShabbos, because that doesn't make sense. But I looked around. The Chassidus HaPoskim say, we heard this, but the minig is not, so don't do it. Rav Yoshev, it says, would be makbid to do it. So I started looking b'chal. This was to me a chiddush. I never did this before. Well, I stand, I face the oilam, right? So by Moed HaMenachalach, I used to see certain, I remember of Savitsky Al Shalom. So one time he davened yeshiva many years ago. I don't know if you remember, Aaron. It was not before your time, maybe. No, after your time, even. So how long are you married? How long are you married, Rav? What?
33.
Yeah, so it's even after your time, right. So when he used to say Moedim, he used to turn around and face Mizuchvan. So I saw, I don't know what it was. I didn't, never paid it. You know, I thought, okay, it was his own thing. So Rav Shlomo Zalman used to be makbid that Aleinu, he says, Mitzadadin, you don't have to do Kriya. Going even old school, but you don't have to do Kriya. Baruch Hu, we don't even know you have to do Kriya. Moedim, the Gemara says, once you do that, you have to face Aron Kodesh. And just, I never, last week, I was looking around about these things about Kriya after this fellow was asking. But the Rav Yosher, it says Rav Yosher was makbid to go ahead and do Kriya by Me'ein Zayin. Also, you have to understand, also, this is the Shaila, if Me'ein Zayin, the Rav Kivega that says Yoytze, is the Pshat is that your Yoytze Shmen Esra without Mashruach, or the Pshat is if you forget Mashruach, it's like you said a Bracha Me'ein Zayin. What's sounds semantics? But there could be a shtickle nafkaminis. But Kaponim, it seems like we pass like this prima godim, when the mission goes out in the Mishmur, that Me'ein Zayin, you could be yoitz of somebody in Mairiv, but not Tashlum. So hopefully the Shah doesn't come up. So Mela, if a person forgot Mashavuach and Marita Gashem, right, in the second fila, he would have to go back and not be yoitz with Me'ein Zayin.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.